We're so glad you joined us today for Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports. During the next 30 minutes, you'll hear from three special guests. Seattle Mariners pitcher R.A. Dickey.
Nothing's outside of God's redemption, and I've experienced it firsthand in a myriad of different ways.
University of Texas offensive lineman Chris Hall.
And I was crying out to God, Lord, I give my life to you. Lord, I want to love you. Lord, I'm tired of living this life. I want to live for you.
And former big league pitcher Dave Dravecki.
When I was diagnosed with cancer, I was brought to that level of being ordinary. I'm no longer this special pitcher. I'm just like every other guy who's in the midst of some kind of adversity.
Ron Brown, assistant football coach for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, is the host of Sharing the Victory, and he's ready to get today's program underway.
Thanks for joining me. We're going to have a great time today. You hear me? A great time. Our first guest is R.A. Dickey, pitcher for the Seattle Mariners. R.A. has been a journeyman pitcher in the big leagues for quite some time, but now he seems to have found a place with the Mariners as a knuckleball specialist. Sharing the Victory's Bill Bumpus recently had the opportunity to visit with R.A. Dickey.
Well, let's start back in 1996. You went to the Olympics, All-American with Tennessee, and then you found out that you're missing a ligament, I guess, in your right arm, and that really cost you a big contract with the Rangers. At that point, were you ever thinking that maybe baseball really wasn't part of God's plan for your life?
Well, I know I definitely questioned it. I don't know if I ever doubted it. Well, that's not true altogether. My doubts led to my questions, so that's probably an accurate statement. I did doubt if that was the path that he had kind of set in front of me, and it made me angry, to be perfectly honest with you, and I had to kind of work through that. And my life from that point to this point has been a real spiritual journey, not without its fair share of adversity. So I really believe God's used those adversities to chisel my heart and really kind of try to teach me things that I wouldn't ordinarily have learned.
And now you think about maybe that missing ligament, it really is a blessing, because now we go 12 years later and you're really able to pitch almost every day if you need to, right?
Yeah, I think partially because I don't have that ligament in my elbow, and secondly, probably because I throw a knuckleball now, and I've spent the last 2 years trying to learn and develop that pitch. So those two things combined make me pretty durable, I think. But it's been a long road, and that's for sure. And without the Lord, I don't know if I – well, I know for sure I probably would have cashed in my chips as far as baseball is concerned and try to make a life at something else.
Well, you really had an honest response when you were talking about dealing with anger, about the situation you had about 12 years ago. And could you talk about how you were able to deal with that and how the Lord really brought you through that situation?
It was a hard thing. And it's always a hard thing when you have expectations and those expectations aren't met within any framework, the framework of your marriage, my marriage, framework of baseball, which is my career, the framework of how my children respond to me. So, you know, I think there's two kinds of anger. I think there's an anger that drives me towards having an anger for something to be different, for something to be better. And then there's a toxic anger. And I think the reason that I am at the place I'm at now, honestly, is because I've had my fair share of toxic anger and have gone down the roads and had the mistakes and made the mistakes that produces. I think anger is an honest emotion that God's given us. And I think it's the way it's manifested is the real definition of kind of who I am and who I'm made to be authentically. So I've spent a lifetime, what feels like a lifetime at least, trying to develop and equip myself with ways to deal with it better, because I'm in a profession that you're constantly dealing with disappointment. You're constantly dealing with relationships. And I personally believe God's designed us for relationships. So how to do that better and how to do that well has been a real adventure.
We're visiting with R.A. Dickey, pitcher for the Seattle Mariners, and you're talking about those relationships you have with, you know, your fellow players, but then when you're out there on the mound, you're always on the spotlight. I mean, there's so many people watching you, and you talked about dealing with that anger, and how do you deal with just knowing that people are watching you and knowing that you're a believer? How are you able to handle all that and be a good representative for the Lord?
I don't know if I am, really, to be honest with you. I don't know how good of an example I am. I have no idea. I mess up, and I think that's what makes me real. And I think as long as I can be honest about my mistakes, nothing's outside of God's redemption. And I've experienced it firsthand in a myriad of different ways. But I think it comes from really knowing what God did for me, and that trying to overflow into my life, whether I'm on the mound or with my kids or with my buddies on the team or with people I don't get along with on the team. I mean, that's a natural thing. You can't get along with everybody. It's hard to do. I sure can really effort to love them in a way God's called me to, but a lot of times it's difficult. And so I think what has allowed me to be real in that situation and all of those situations is just knowing what God's done for me and being thankful for that and loving Him because of it, and trusting that God is who He says He is. And I think that's kind of the foundation of what lets me go out there and frees me up to compete the way that I want to compete. Now, it hadn't always been like that, but it's like that now, and I'm thankful for that.
You've mentioned that it's been a journey, a spiritual journey, but just really a journey in baseball in these last 12 years or so, going into the minor leagues and back to the major leagues and to several teams. And I know you've mentioned your family a couple of times. You and your wife have three children. And talk about the difficulties and the ups and downs of your relationship there with all the traveling you've had to do and being away and things like that.
I don't know if the show is long enough to talk about all that, but I think the number one thing for us is just learning how to be honest with who we are and transparent with who God has authentically created us to be, and loving each other despite our shortcomings, and to love each other because of them, and to understand how God has designed us to live. And it's really been a real hard journey. I'm not going to pretend and tell you that it's been just peaches and cream. It's been a real difficult, and my wife and I go to marriage counseling and have learned just numerous things about one another that we really never knew, but we do now, and it's made for a much more rich relationship. We've really had to work hard at it. We've really had to work hard at our marriage. I mess up, she messes up, I harm her, she harms me, but we do relationship well enough where we can really exist in a place where, despite all that, despite her harming me and despite me harming her and treating her poorly, she can still love me in that. And knowing how to do that and being equipped to do that well has been the culmination of all of that, I would say.
Well, R.A. Dickey, we really appreciate your honesty, and just God's blessing on you as you continue in the major leagues. Right now pitching with the Seattle Mariners. R.A. Dickey, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Glad to do it.
Thanks, Bill. Coming up next, we're moving from baseball to college football. When Sharing the Victory continues, you'll hear an inspiring testimony from Chris Hall, the starting center for the Texas Longhorns.
One way to play drug-free from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is one of the most successful programs in the country, reaching more than 500,000 student athletes. Here's Texas Rangers All-Star Josh Hamilton.
Use what God's given you and glorify Him the best you can, and that's by keeping, you know, your body free from the things that aren't supposed to be in it. You know, the best I can do to put in my body what it needs to be fueled in a healthy way to glorify God when I play is what I need to do.
To sign the One Way to Play commitment, visit FCA.org.
Serving. Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The first two books, Serving and Integrity, are available now at FCA.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series, available at FCA.org.
Ron Brown welcoming you back to Sharing the Victory. On Wednesday, October 8th, football fields all across America will be lit up, not for a football game, but for students to gather and commit to read God's Word together. It's called Fields of Faith. Last year, many lives were changed through Fields of Faith. At a Fields of Faith event in Austin, Texas, students got to hear an incredible testimony from Texas Longhorns starting center Chris Hall. On this edition of FCA Across America, I want you to hear this powerful message from Chris Hall.
The book of Ecclesiastes tells us that God has put eternity in man's heart.
And what does that mean? That means that these temporal things, the things of this world, they ultimately do not satisfy man. And guys, that's what I was figuring out over my senior year. No matter what I did or who I was with or how popular I was or what kind of game I played, it ultimately did not satisfy me. And through that lifestyle, God was really making that known to me that, you know what, I've got a hole inside me that only He satisfies. What else was happening? Well, also over my senior year, God was really stripping me of some things. And He was really breaking me. And He was softening me to Himself. Well, how'd He do that? Well, guys, first of all, I saw my brother radically change and come to know the Lord Jesus in a personal way. Guys, he went from living a similar type lifestyle to, I remember in the car watching him listen to Stephen Curtis Chapman and weep at the songs that were being played. This guy was a new person. I saw my brother become a new creation before my eyes. What else happened, guys? I had a crisis in my family that really shocked me and that really broke me. And I saw one of my parents break before me, literally. And, you know, that had a huge impact on me. What else happened? God was taking relationships out of my life that were hindering me from coming to Himself. What else happened? God finally touched the last thing, and I felt a lot like Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 4. God touched his pride. He took away his kingdom. Guys, when I came here to the University of Texas, I was in the worst shape of my life, partly because of my laziness and the lifestyle I was leading at that time, also partly because I was injured. And I got here for the first summer workout, okay? And we get out there. I'm there with the team, right? We're about to run. Coach Madden's there, okay? And about not even halfway through, guys, the trainers have to help walk me off the field because I can't even finish a workout at the University of Texas. You see, all my pride was in that I was this great big football player. And, you know, I was big man on campus, and I was going to come and do something great, right? Well, God touched my pride. And it was right after I graduated high school. I was here. Over those next 2 weeks, I was thinking to myself, you know what, Chris? If you don't give your life to Christ for real, you're not going to survive this summer. And that was turning over and over in my being, and I knew that. And, guys, I found myself in my dorm room. I was all by myself, and I was crying out to God. I was saying, Lord Jesus, Lord, I give my life to You. Lord, I want to love You. Lord, I'm tired of living this life. I want to live for You. I want Your life. Something happened there that night that has changed me for eternity. Not only did I receive assurance, guys, that my sins were forgiven. That is awesome. Praise the Lord, I received that assurance that night. Not only did I receive assurance that I would be with God for eternity after this life is over. That is great, but that's not the only thing. Guys, I received God's life that night, and I was made His child. And I want you to know, 1 John 3:1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called children of God. That we, sinful Chris Hall, who's lived his life for himself, that we could be called children of God. I just want to encourage you. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, that means being reconciled to God, being redeemed, justified, made right before Him. And you know what else? It also means regeneration, receiving Himself, receiving His life and being made His child.
Chris Hall, starting center at the University of Texas, speaking at last year's Fields of Faith in Austin, Texas. After hearing that, I know you'll want to be a part of Fields of Faith or encourage a student to get involved. You can find all the details at fieldsoffaith.com. That's fieldsoffaith.com. I'm excited about what's coming up next on Sharing the Victory. We are blessed to have Dave Dravecki back on the program. You won't want to go anywhere because his amazing testimony will inspire you.
What if athletic fields across the country were filled with students challenging each other to read the Word of God and come to faith in Jesus Christ?
We know that none of this can happen without Him, but it's only God that does it.
Fields of Faith is coming October 8th to a field near you.
It just gets the whole school fired up because it just can show how, like, reading the Bible can touch you.
Fields of Faith, October 8th. To find a field near you or to learn how to organize one, go to fieldsoffaith.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Brown, your host for Sharing the Victory Radio. This is Letter Month at Sharing the Victory. I'd love to know how this program is touching your life. I want to hear from you. Drop me a line at 8701 Leeds Road, Kansas City, Missouri, 64129. That's 8701 Leeds Road, Kansas City, Missouri, 64129. Or you can contact me online at sharingthevictory.com/radio.
Hi, this is Tim Johnson, the FCA Regional Director for the Midwest. Welcome back to Sharing the Victory with Ron Brown.
We're excited to catch up once again with Dave Gervecki, the all-star major league pitcher from yesteryear, who had to battle the difficult circumstance of his pitching arm and the cancer that had stricken it, cut his career short. But Dave, your name is so familiar to many of us. We know you far more than a former Major League Baseball player. You're an inspiration to us in Christ. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Ron. It's good to talk to you again.
You know, Dave, for so many of these athletes, I've coached them for years, I think there's a fear of something like going through with what you went through, or even when their playing days come to an end, maybe their last college game or last high school game or somewhere in their professional career if they've had the ability to go to that level. But there's this day of ending, this expiration date, and what next? I mean, for you, it came sudden and tough and hard, and you were in the prime of your career. Bitterness could easily set in, questioning of God. But you moved on. You wrote books. You've gone out and you've spoken and you've shared your testimony. And you've been vulnerable with the difficulties that you've gone through. You've given hope to people out there who feel hopeless themselves. You also have started a ministry called Outreach of Hope. And, well, I'd love to hear about that. I want our audience to hear about what has resurrected from the difficulties of what you had to go through.
Well, you know, it's been an amazing journey, to say the least. And as we talked previously, I wrestled with an identity crisis. I was seeing my identity in what I did, and through crisis, I understood it wasn't what I did, but who I am that mattered so much. Mm-hmm. And knowing who I am in Christ as one of his children was really the impetus of beginning this journey and discovering what could I do next with my life. And I'll be honest with you, Ron, I really struggled trying to figure out where do I go from here. And the bottom line was, one day my wife and I happened to be sitting and talking, and we were trying to figure out, what in the world is God doing? Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, I wanted to enter into the baseball world again and encourage young Christian ball players to go deeper in their faith with Christ. And I thought, wow, what a great opportunity to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And all the doors closed. And I'll never forget, my wife looked at me one day and she said, you know, I think the ministry is really at the end of our nose and we're afraid to admit it. And I said, well, what's that? And she said, we should be encouraging people with cancer and amputation in the same way that we were encouraged. And I said, honey, you've got to be kidding me. I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. It's going to be a reminder of my own pain and suffering. Why would I want to go there? And she goes, hon, this is what God has allowed for us to experience. This is the story he's given us. Now it's time for us to share this story with others and encourage them. And you know, Ron, I began it reluctantly. To be perfectly honest, I began it reluctantly. And as we moved down that path, God brought people into this ministry called the Outreach of Hope, where now we are encouraging, on the average, between 1,000 and 1,500 families a year with baskets that have our resources in it to encourage them on their spiritual journey. And it's been an incredible privilege for 16 years to be able to do that and to actually come alongside people and step onto that sacred ground. Their pain and suffering, and in many respects, our greatest desire is hoping and praying that our resources will be truly Jesus with skin on for them.
Wow. We're talking to Dave Gervecki, former great Major League Baseball player, who had to end his career suddenly because of cancer in his left pitching arm. Many people have heard of Dave, but you know what, Dave, as you were talking, I'm thinking, you know, ministries develop out of wreckage mm-hmm. in someone's life. And, you know, as your wife was bringing that to your attention, how God used her that way, basically what God was telling us is that, you know what, this has wrecked Dave in a sense. It's wrecked you. And when I mean wrecked, it doesn't mean your life is over. It means that all that which you thought was important at one time collapsed, and now something in that death and then that collapse rose again, and something wonderful and beautiful rose out of the ashes. And it's this ministry, Outreach of Hope, as you minister to cancer people, I'm assuming all over America and further beyond as well?
Yes, we minister mostly to folks in the U.S. We have done some in Canada and other parts of the world, but our greatest concentration here is in the United States, and it's been an amazing privilege. You know, I have come to realize, as a professional athlete, I really don't know how much speaking I would be doing today had nothing happened to me. I'm no longer this special pitcher. I'm this guy who is just like every other guy out there who's in the midst of some kind of adversity. And now we can relate.
Right.
And the beauty of the way in which God uses that is out of what is birthed out of pain and suffering is his story.
Absolutely.
And so when we experience that pain and suffering, we get the privilege and we have a voice to be able to tell his story through our own story. And that's the power of the cross. That's the power of what Jesus endured for all of us.
You know, Dave, as I listen to you, man, I'm so inspired because you're not living a circumstance-based life. It's a circumstance-free life. And everything in life has to do with the response to our circumstances, not that the fact that they happened, but the fact of what do we do now that they've happened. And when we turn to Christ for that answer, there's going to be a building that comes out of ground zero, man, that will last for eternity. And that is what's happening in your life. Man, that is so exciting to hear. Dave, do you have a website for the Outreach of Hope that we could all be able to get to and really learn more about your ministry with?
Yes, actually, you could just go to outreachofhope.org. No space, just outreachofhope.org.
Dave Jevecki has been our guest today on Where Are They Now? Very inspiring piece about how God uses the rise, even above cancer, to go out and get glory for his name. Dave, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Ron. It's been a pleasure.
I never get tired of talking to Dave. In fact, he has so much more to say that we could not fit it all into this segment. But we have the entire interview available on our website for you to listen anytime you want. You can hear it at sharingthevictory.com/radio. FCA President Les Steckel is next. As a former offensive coordinator in the NFL, Les was an expert in deciding which play to call for his team. When Sharing the Victory returns, Les will help us become better decision makers.
You love sports, and you love reading about sports, but your favorite sports publication seems to have become little more than a fantasy league report. Enter Sharing the Victory magazine. Published 9 times a year by the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Sharing the Victory gives you in-depth articles on some of today's most popular Christian athletes and coaches, as well as stories of FCA's impact around the world. You'll also get STV's cutting-edge 2-page poster highlighting one of the magazine's featured athletes. Order your subscription today at sharingthevictory.com. Next weekend on Sharing the Victory, host Ron Brown talks to NFL Hall of Famer and 49ers assistant coach Mike Singletary.
It's just a tremendous honor for the Lord to allow me to come back to the game. I didn't know if I would ever coach when I left.
And University of Buffalo head football coach Turner Gill.
God has placed it in my heart that I need to be an ambassador for him here at Buffalo.
Plus, we'll get an update on a student-led movement called Fields of Faith. Don't miss the next edition of Sharing the Victory.
Welcome back to FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory. I'm Ron Brown. It's time for Coach's Corner with the president of FCA, Les Steckel.
Have you ever wondered exactly how many decisions you make each day? I bet we'd all be amazed at how many times we have to choose between different options before us. Little daily decisions like which route to take to the office, or where to go for lunch, or what to watch on TV tonight with our spouse. And of course, there are spectacularly important, once-in-a-lifetime decisions like where are you going to college, what major will you choose, who will you marry, where will you go to church, or which job opportunity and work location will be best for your family. In between those very minor and very major decisions are still important, but not necessarily life-changing choices you need to make every day. As a Marine officer in Vietnam, a football coach in the NFL, and now president of FCA, there have been a multitude of important decisions I've had to make. Some of these have been in order to save men's lives in the battlefield. Some have been obviously far less critical, but still important, such as calling plays in a Super Bowl game. Some decisions I had ample time to consider and pray about all the options. Sometimes, like in an NFL game, I had just 40 seconds between plays to come up with just the right play for the field position and game situation. What have I learned in making important decisions? It's that it's just as critical to understand the variety of options that will likely be presented to you in different situations as it is to actually select your response. My motto has always been, be prepared. Going back to football, when I was an offensive coordinator, I had charted plays I knew our team could execute. Depending on various factors such as the down and distance, our opponent's likely defensive alignment, the field position, which side of the ball was placed, the time left in the game, and other important factors. Having predetermined what I would do in each situation allowed me to make decisions with confidence. Do you have a game plan of your own? Is there a big decision you need to make right now? Have you fully considered and even better prayed about your likely response to your choices? As you read your Bible, write down what God tells us about the victories and the consequences of right and wrong decisions. Start with the book of Proverbs and make those lessons your foundational principles as well. If you know in your mind clearly what God would have you choose and you follow through, you will experience peace that only He can give. I have often said, let peace be your umpire. Let me encourage you to always look to the master coach, Jesus Christ. And while you're learning how to best make decisions, have you made the best decision anyone can ever make? Of course, that is to follow Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Our website, www.morethanwinning.org, will show you just how tremendously important that decision really is. This is really one decision you must not put off. God bless you, my friend.
Thanks for hanging out with me today, and I hope you'll join me next weekend because I am personally looking forward to our next program. Mike Singletary, that great Hall of Fame linebacker from the Chicago Bears and now an NFL assistant coach, will be with us. A great friend of mine, Turner Gill, the head football coach at the University of Buffalo, who has done an outstanding job in turning that program around, will be with us. And Fields of Faith is right around the corner, and we'll preview that. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
September is letter month at Sharing the Victory Radio, and we would love to hear from you. How has God touched your life through this radio program? Maybe you have a question for Ron Brown, or perhaps you'd like to nominate a player or coach for one of our features. You can write to us at Sharing the Victory Radio, 8701 Leeds Road, Kansas City, Missouri, 64129. Once again, that's 8701 Leeds Road, Kansas City, Missouri, 64129. You can also send your question or comment online at sharingthevictory.com/radio. While you're there, don't forget you can listen to past interviews and programs or subscribe to the free weekly podcast. The website, once again, is sharingthevictory.com/radio. Thanks again for listening, and make plans to join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.